نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن القرآن العظيم كلام الله الذي لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. القرآن العظيم هو أعظم كلام يتلى ويذكر ويكرر، وأعظم كلام ينظر فيه ويتأمل ويتفكر. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها. فكأن الذين لا يتدبرون كلام الله أقفلت قلوبهم وأغلقت عقولهم وصدت عن استيعاب الحق نفوسهم. وإذ الأمر كذلك، فكان واجبا محتما على كل مسلم رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا أن يتفكر فيما يتلو من كتاب الله، وأن يتدبر ما يسمعه من كلام الله، لا أن يكون أذنا غير مستوعبة وقلبا غير مستبطن للهدى وقابل للحق. فكيف إذا كان هذا القرآن من القرآن الذي قال الله تعالى فيه في كتابه العزيز: وقرآن الفجر، إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. فإن له حينئذ منزلة خاصة ومكانة متميزة، ذلكم أن القلوب تكون ساكنة والنفوس تكون مطمئنة والعقول تكون واثقة آمنة.
شيخ علي حسن الحلبي، which as we all know is one of Sheikh Nasser رحمه الله, one of his illustrious students, he started by saying khutbah tahajjud, then by giving praises and salutations, by giving praises on Allah and by giving salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, surely the Quran is a great book. It's the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, there's no falsehood that comes from it or that is in it. He said, it is the greatest book that is read or looked into or contemplated on or considered in all of these fashions. He said, we understand from what Allah says in His book, and He read the ayah. He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. He said, do they not contemplate on the Qur'an, sit down and contemplate it and concentrate on it and wonder about it and ponder it? Or is there on their hearts covers? He said, it's a must on all Muslims who are happy with Allah being their Lord and Islam being their religion and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being their prophet. It's a must upon them that they contemplate upon this great book. And it's upon them to contemplate on this great book. He said, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, to contemplate on this great book and not let it fall on ears that don't understand and hearts that don't accept the truth? And how is it if Allah says in His book, وَالْقُرْآنِ فَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا, He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the Qur'an, and He says the Qur'an is Fajr. He says, surely the Qur'an is Fajr. And he said, كان مشهودا. And the Sheikh Salim explained that مشهودا here means that it's witnessed by the Malaika, the angels. And then he goes on to say, he says, for as it is the Qur'an, he says, this Qur'an is in a high place, in a high lofty, it should be held in high lofty standards, and it should be put in high places, so that the hearts, so that when it's heard and when it's listened to, that the hearts will have this sakina. The sakina meaning tranquility, and the souls will feel mutma'inna, that the souls will be relaxed or comfortable, or comfortable, and your aql will become sound and saleem. And that was the end of what he said in this part.
وإن الآيات الكريمات التي تليت علينا في هذه الصلاة المشهودة آيات كلها في وصف عباد الله المؤمنين وفي ذكر محاسن أعمالهم نفيا وإثباتا, نفيا في ذكر ما يجب أن يجتنبوه, وإثباتا في ذكر وإيراد ما يجب أن يعملوه وأن يقوموا به. وهكذا الشرع كله أمر ونهي, فعل وترك, والمسلم الحق الذي وفقه الله بحق إلى الحق هو المسلم الذي يستجيب لأمر الله ويتجاوب مع هدي نبي الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. الله تعالى يقول, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. فالاستجابة لله وللرسول هي العمل بطاعة الله وطاعة رسوله, واجتناب ما حرم الله وحرم رسوله. الله عز وجل يقول في كتابه العزيز, وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا إنما حرم رسول الله كمثل ما حرم الله, ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه, أي السنة. لذلك كان واجبا على كل مسلم أن يتعلم من دينه ومن شرعه كتابا وسنة ما ينجيه عند ربه وما يجعله به ربه عبدا ربانيا يستقيم على أمر الله ويتبع هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Described in this hadith is
okay. Sheikh Ali, he says, surely the words that are read, which are witnessed in the salah, he said, all of the ayat, they're a connection to the description. They're a connection to the description of the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembrance of their good deeds. He said their deeds break down towards nafyun wa ithbatun, or nafyan wa ithbatan. He says that their nafyan meaning that nafyan meaning are the things which it is a must for them to stay away from, and he said ithbatan in remembrance of everything he wants to do. He said, and this way we can see the religion is, all of it is this way. He said the religion is amr wa nafyun. He said it's fi'lun wa tarakun. He said that the religion is what we're commanded and what we're asked to stay away from, in certain words. Okay, now he says that fi'lun, that is fi'lun wa tarakun. He said the fi'lun is acts that we're supposed to do, and their tarakun is acts that we're supposed to stay away from. So as we see here, that amr and nafyun is similar to fi'lun wa tarakun, but in lugha al-arabiya we'll find that there's some different, there's small differentiation there that makes the meaning difference. Okay, we'll try to go on here. He says that the true Muslim is the one who Allah gives the success to follow the truth. He says the one that answers to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that Allah says in His Quran, He says that all you who believe, answer to what Allah and His Messenger has, Allah and His Messenger, if you are called to what gives you, in a rough translation, life or success. Then he went on to say, he says that this is staying away from what Allah has made haram and His Messenger has made haram. Now he goes on to say, now as we see, to be upon this, meaning to stay away from what Allah has made haram, that His Messenger has made haram, we have to have what's called amal al-ta'a. He said we have to have these deeds of obedience. We have to have obedience, these deeds of obedience, and obedience to Allah and His Messenger. As Allah says in His Quran, He says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings you or gives you or commands you with or allows you to do, then you do it. And whatever you're forbidden to do, then you're to leave it alone. And he said, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَا إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَمِثْلِ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنِّي أُتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعْ. Now this is something nice. Pay attention, ya ikhwa. This is something nice. And the sisters, inshallah. This is a nice thing here for the people that say, you know, this is only sunnah. We don't have to follow this. This is just sunnah. If we do it, it's okay. If we don't, it's not. He says, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam here, he says, isn't it that what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has made haram is just like what Allah has made haram? MashaAllah. He said, isn't it what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made haram just the same, it's on the same level as what Allah has made haram? He said, isn't it that I brought you the Quran and what and mithlahu ma'a, meaning, and what came with it, meaning the sunnah. So he said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying here, didn't I bring you the Quran and the sunnah? Weren't they both revealed to me? So why are you trying to make this difference here? This is a hujjah. This is a hujjah on the people that say, I'm Qur'ani. Bas. Faqat. That I'm Qur'ani. All I follow is the Qur'an. So this is the hujjah right here. We just squashed all of that out right there. He says it's a must. He said that it is a must that every Muslim learns his deen and learn what is in the Sharia. This is what will make him successful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what will help him yawm al-qiyamah, the day that we stand in front of our Lord. He said this is the cause. This is what will be the cause for him to be عبد رباني مستقلا لأمر الله, that he will be a straight upright عبد, and he will have no bending, he will be straightforward and what in whatever Allah has commanded him to do, and what Allah, where Allah has commanded him to stay away from, and what Allah has commanded to do.
تفضل يا شيخ.
وهكذا هذه الآيات التي كما ذكرت كلها تؤكد هذا الأصل وتثبته, ولو أردنا استقصاء تفسيرها وتتبع معانيها لطال بنا القول والمقام, لكننا سنقتصر على صفتين اثنتين وردتا في هذا النص القرآني العظيم, وهاتان الصفتان هما الصفتان الجامعتان لكل ما بعدهما من صفات الخير ومن مجامع الهدى وأبواب الحق, ألا وهما قوله تعالى وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. هذه الآية الكريمة تؤكد أصلين كما قلت, أما أولهما فهو العبادة, وأما ثانيهما فهو العلم. فمن عبد الله على علم وعلم في نفسه عبودية الله كان ذلك بمنة الله وتوفيقه سببا يصله بالخير كله, وطريقا وسدا منيعا يحجبه عن الشر وأسبابه ما استطاع إلى ذلك سبيلا. وعباد الرحمن وصف ونسبة, وصف لهؤلاء بأنهم عابدون لله, والعبودية هي الذل. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له, وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. فالعبودية تعني أن تكون ذليلا لله, قائما بحق الله, مستجيبا لأوامر الله وأوامر رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ونسبة هؤلاء العباد إلى الرحمن, والرحمن صفة من صفات الله, تشير إلى أن العلاقة بين هذا العبد وبين ربه علاقة رحمة, والرحمة تقتضي المحبة وتستلزمها, محبة المحبوب إلى محبه والمحب إلى محبوبه. فالرحمة والمحبة صفتان كل منهما ذات صلة وسبيل إلى الأخرى لا تنقطع عنها ولا تبتعد منها. فهذا العبد الذي وصفه الله بأنه عبد للرحمن, والجمع له عباد الرحمن, لا شك ولا ريب أنه قائم بحق هذه العبودية التي هي أعظم سبب خلق الله الخلق من أجلها, وذلك قوله تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Sheikh Ali Hafizahullah, he says, all of what I've reminded you all of, if we try to explain it all in detail and follow the exact meaning to the hilt, that all of that would take a lot of time and the words would be plentiful. He said, but we'll stick with the two descriptions from Allah's book. And this, these two descriptions are the descriptions of the description of good, or from the description of good. And this is what leads to the doors of truth. He said, the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. He says, the worshipper of Ar-Rahman, which is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are those that walk on the earth with humility, if someone from the people of ignorance were to speak to them in an ignorant way, they would say salama. He said this gracious ayah establishes two things. He says it establishes ilm and establishes ibadah. He said the first thing that establishes is ibadah, and then the second thing establishes is ilm. He said, whoever worships Allah upon ilm, that he will see the ubudiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or this is what leads to ubudiyyah, this extreme worship, or this good, not in a bad way, this good worship. In a way, it's like ihsan. He says, ilm is success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what will be the reason or the purpose for a lot of khair, for a lot of good. And this will be the road that will keep him away from the evil and the purposes of evil, to the point where he will not be able to get on this road of evil. He said, Ibad al-Rahman. He said, this is wasfun wa nisba. He said, this is wasfun wa nisba. This is a description. And in a way, nisba is something that you are known by as a group or a country or so forth like that. Like you would say, Al-Amriki, or you would say Al-Afriki, or you say Al-Jamaiki, or so forth like that. Or you say Al-Albani, Al-Madkhali, so forth like that. It can either be from country or group or so forth like that. Tayyib, we try to go on here. He said, this is a description for those who worship Allah. This is a description for those who worship Allah. He said the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen wa bithalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. He said, surely my salat, my prayer, and my sacrifice, and my life, and my death is for Allah, the Lord of all of the heavens and earth. And he said, with this I was commanded, and I am the first of the Muslimin. Well, ikhwa, I want to put what's called on this ending of the ayah, what's called tanbih, meaning is a warning, or something that I would like to call everyone's attention to, that we benefited from our Shaykh Usama Al-Qusi in this ayah right here. He says, it doesn't mean that he's from the first of the Muslims. He said, he is the first. I am the first one that will implement this, what I am commanded to do. He said, as he goes on here, he says, this Muslim is the one that stands for the truth and stands for the truth and answering the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He said Ar-Rahman is a description of Allah, as we said earlier, that it's a description, that is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know here, every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a description. Stay with me. Every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a description. This is from Tawheed. But every description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a name. Kullu ism sifa. Wa kullu sifa laysa ليست اسم. طيب. Okay, now we'll move on. He says this Ar-Rahman shows a connection, the connection between this worshipper and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, he connects him, the worshipper, to his mercy by saying Ibad Ar-Rahman, meaning he's the worshipper of Ar-Rahman. And we know Ar-Rahman means the merciful or the beneficent, or how, you know, however it is translated, along those lines. Okay, he said he connects him with his mercy, which comes with it love. So wherever there's rahmah, then love comes along with it. He said the love of the loved one to the one who is loving him. Okay, he said muhabba wa rahmah. He says here muhabba wa rahmah. He says the love and the mercy. This is what comes with along these lines. Now, an important point or a nice benefit that Sheikh Uthaymeen he presents. He says that ar-rahma. He said ar-rahma. It makes a difference between, like in the salah we say Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. He makes a difference between Rahman and Rahim, Rahman and Rahim. He says that one of them is just for the Muslim, and the other one is for the Kufar. He said these two descriptions, each one of them has a connection with the other, which does not cut off any one of them from the other. There is no distancing from each other, meaning one is not separate from the other. They both go together. This worshipper that Allah describes as the worshipper of Ar-Rahman, he says, for this connection, and he connects the connection for that he's the worshipper of Ar-Rahman, no doubt that he is standing upon his worship. That is the greatest reason he is created for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوكَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَلَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالرَّزَاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةٍ مَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that I have not created jinn or ins except that they worship me, and I don't want anything from them, from any sustenance, and I don't need from them ta'am, I guess you could say, any food. He said Allah is, he is ar-razzaq, he is the most auspicious provider. There's no better provider than him. And we see as ar-razzaq comes on what's called sigha mubaligha. That is this is the ultimate rizq. He's the ultimate provider of rizq. He says he has zuquwatil mateen, that he has ultimate power, and his power is strong.
ثم يجيء ذكر وصف آخر عقب هذا الوصف، وهو قوله تعالى الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا، يمشون على الأرض مطمئنين هينين لينين، لا يتكبرون ولا يبغون، لا يفسدون ولا يؤذون، بل هم مطمئنون بما وفقهم الله إليه من العبادة والعمل الصالح، من الفقه والعلم النافع، حتى يوافوا ما عند الله تبارك وتعالى بحسن خاتمة تجعلهم مع خير الناس الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. فهذه هي الخصلة الأولى بأثرها النفسي وبأثرها الخارجي. بأثرها النفسي على الإنسان نفسه ليقوم بعبودية الله كما أراد الله، وبأثرها الخارجي على الآخرين ليكون عبدا هينا لينا. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله حرم النار على كل هين لين قريب سهل، ولا ينال هذه الصفة ولا يتحقق بها ولا يتنور بأنوارها إلا من حقق العبودية في قلبه وفي عقله، في ظاهره وفي باطنه، في كلامه وفي سكونه، في سائر ما يقوم به أو يذره.
Sheikh went on to say, Ikhwan, that the next characteristic that comes in this ayat is the characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the servants of Ar-Rahman, they walk upon the earth in humility, that they are easygoing, and that they are not a people who have kibr or arrogance, nor do they walk on the earth creating mischief or annoying people. These are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the tawfiq or made them successful as it relates to doing the worship that has been an obligation upon them and doing the righteous deeds. He has given them the success and the tawfiq in getting fixed in the religion, and as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with the ultimate blessing, and that is the blessing of dying upon al-Islam, or having a good ending, that the person ends his life upon that which is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are the ones that Allah ta'ala has made them with the best of the creation, as he mentioned in the Quran, that they are the ones that Allah an'ama alayhim, or the ones that Allah had favored from the Nabiyeen, or the message from the prophets, and from the truthful ones, and from the ones who have shuhada, or those who have been killed in the war, and the righteous people. This is the tremendous favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. The fact that he has given them the success to stand up with the ubudiyah of Allah as worshippers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are happy to be that way. As he mentioned in that ayat, that the servants of Ar-Rahman are the ones who walk on the earth easy. As for the virtues of being of this characteristic, we have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, verily Allah has made the hellfire haram on every single person who is hayyin layyin. And hayyin means that, like this ayat is saying, honin, that they walk on the earth honin. So Allah has made haram on the, he has made the hellfire haram on the one who was hayyin layyin, which means to be easygoing and to be nice. And he went on to say, qareebun sahil, the one who has, he's easily satisfied and he's easy in his dealing. So the Sheikh went on to say, this characteristic of the servants of Ar-Rahman, it would allow them to acquire and to be of the people who get what Allah Ta'ala has in store for the believers. But this cannot be done except after the tahqiq of the ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the person has established the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his affairs. Okay.
ثم يأتي الوصف الآخر لتتم الصورة وتكمل الحقيقة، بأنهم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما، فيقابل الجاهلين العالمون، ويقابل السلام من القول الفاسد منه أو الفاسد منه. وهكذا فإن المؤمن الحق لا تكون عبوديته لله حقة إلا بالعلم، لأن الله عز وجل ربط العلم بالعبودية بقوله فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. فلا يحقق العبد العبودية إلا بعلمها ومعرفتها، فإذا عمل بعد ذلك بما علم كان كما أراد الله له في الخير قائما وبالهدى متلبسا. وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما، قالوا قولا سلاما، قولا غير مؤذن ولا مفسد، قولا فيه الهدى وقولا فيه الحق، قولا سديدا، كما قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، وكما قال الله عز وجل: وقولوا للناس حسنا. ورحم الله عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه القائل: لا يجزئ من عصى الله فيك بأحسن من أن تطيع الله فيه. فهذا الجاهل إذا خاطب العالم أو طالب العلم فإنه يخاطبه انطلاقا من جهله وانطلاقا من سوء فعله ومن فساد قوله، لكن لا يكون من هذا العالم أو ذاك طالب العلم إساءة تقابل تلكم الإساءة، وإنما يكون منه سلام من القول وسداد من الكلام وحسن من البيان حتى يتحقق له معنى العلم ومعنى العبادة، ليكون متحققا بما ابتدأ الله به وصفه فيه وعباد الرحمن، ليحقق هذه العبودية المطلوبة منه على وجه الصحة والتمام وعلى وجه السلامة والسلام. ولا أريد أن أطيل أكثر، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله.
So the Sheikh Ikhwani went on to say that the next characteristic that we want to speak about so that the whole picture can become full and complete is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the servants of Ar-Rahman that they are the ones, if the ignorant person or the ignorant people address them, if the foolish and the ignorant people address the ibad of Ar-Rahman, they respond to their ignorance by saying salama, peace. So when the foolish ones talk to them or they address them with their foolishness, they respond by saying, the servants of Ar-Rahman respond by saying to them, peace. So the Shaykh went on to make a point. He went on to say something that we notice and that we detect in this particular ayah. And that is, it said that they are the people who, if the ignorant people address them, they make peace. So look at this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He put the ignorant person on the opposite of the one who knows, those from the ibad of Ar-Rahman. And also, when the ignorant person mentions something to them, and it is jahil, so on the opposite side of that, on the opposite side, when they say something, they say to those people, peace, which is the opposite of the negative statement of the ignorant people. So we understand from this what? I want to repeat that just to make sure it's clear. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the two things on opposite ends. On one end, He said that if the ignorant people address them. So on one end you have the ignorant people, on the other end you have the knowledgeable people. The ignorant people make a statement which is negative. The response on the other end of that negativity is a good statement, which is salam. So the Sheikh said, from this point, what do we understand? That the believer cannot be a believer until he recognizes the importance of having knowledge so that he can always respond to issues that are going on with what is beneficial from the knowledge. Look at the ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and know, He ordered the people know, that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and then make istighfar for your dhanb, for your evil, for your sins. So Allah ta'ala in this ayat was ordering us and commanding us to know and have knowledge, so as a result of that, good works, good deeds will come. The Shaykh went on to say, to repeat that ayat, if the ignorant people address them, they say to those ignorant people, salama, peace. That's the response. So the statement of the ibad of Ar-Rahman is a statement that doesn't have any mufsid. It's not a statement that has any fasad in it. It is a statement that has huda or guidance in it. It is a statement that has the truth in it. It is the qawlun sadeed or the perfect word. The statement that is to the point. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah and say a statement right to the point. And Allah Ta'ala said in another ayah of the Quran, and say to the people husna, say to the people that which is best. and may Allah Ta'ala have rahmah upon Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, you will not pay back the one who oppresses you. The people who talk to you and say stuff back to you, they say things to you that harm you, you will not pay him back with anything better than obeying Allah as it relates to him. So if you want to pay him back, then obey Allah as it relates to him. Meaning what? Don't repay ignorance with ignorance. So what we should do is, if the ignorant people addresses the scholar or the one who has knowledge, if the ignorant person addresses the student of knowledge, then the response of the scholar or the student of knowledge, it shouldn't be a response that is similar and comparable to his ignorance. No, instead, the response should be a response of saying as-salam, saying what is best, saying what is an explanation of the knowledge that is in his heart, in his breast, so that he can make the tahqiq of the real meaning of what it is to have knowledge and what it is to be one who has established the ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a description of the ibad of ar-Rahman, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two descriptions are what we wanted to remind you here today, and we don't want to prolong this any further than what we have discussed up until this point. And then the Shaykh, he made a dua for all of us, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq. Today, inshallah, ikhwan, after Salatullah of Dhuhr, we're going to have a proper lesson from the Shuyukh, and then they're going to go back today, and then we're going to bring the other one here. So we want all of you, if you can possibly do so, spread the word to the brother. We know that after Salat al-Dhuhr is not the best time that we would prefer after Maghrib or after Salat al-Isha, but it's going to be too difficult because of their schedule. So they took the time out to come to spend some time with us, and we do the best that we can with the situation. So we want you to spread the word to the brothers in the community, in the city, that after Salat al-Dhuhr, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the Shuyukh are going to come back and they're going to give a lesson after Dhuhr. So we want everybody to be there. And we thank them for their participation and their presence. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.